Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Thursday, everybody. Happy Friday Eve. And it's always fun to be joined by one of the most reasonable men in politics, Tom Paulswitz, small business owner, Navy veteran, and former two-time congressional candidate in the 5th CD, a glutton for punishment, as it were.
And a Brewer fan who would like to know the Brewers won 5-2 today, and we got to keep saying it because there might not be too much time left in the season, but they're still winning.
It has been amazing. And we also, I mean, just to talk about the crew for a second, Tom, thanks so much. You know, I always talk about baseball. You got Churio and Adames that had 2020 seasons.
Yes.
That has never happened in Brewers history.
Right.
Not once. And folks, if you're not a nerd about baseball, by 2020, I mean at least 20 home runs and at least 20 stolen bases, which of course is a feat. But then you're thinking of Shohei Ohtani's 50-50 season,
yes,
and suddenly you're like, oh, they're not Superman.
Unbelievable, right? Just a phenomenal thing. And, if memory serves me right, I was at the game that Ricky Henderson broke Lou Brock's record.
Yeah.
Which was another magnificent season. But
yes, indeed. I'm going to the game on Friday, and I'm going
Excellent.
To the game on Sunday. I always kind of load up on late season tickets just in case, right? They're in a runoff to make the playoffs.
Yes.
It's nice to also go when I can just relax and I don't have to worry about the game.
And it's going to be beautiful weather too.
Yes.
So hopefully the roof will be open and everybody will be having a great time.
Go crew. But again, returning to our much more serious discussion,
yes,
about Donald Trump's pitch of isolationism, I have so much empathy and sympathy, Tom, for people who, middle class folks who are struggling, and they hear about billions in aid, and it's an easy leap to conclude, well, we shouldn't be providing aid. We need,
yes,
to take care of home first.
Yes.
But here's the thing. When we look back at the periods in American history where we took an isolationist stance, really bad things happened. And we began our discussion today by you rightly pointing out that the world is far more integrated today, and the countries are far more reliant on each other in both good ways and bad, I think,
yes,
in many respects, than they were in those times, and that the potential results of Donald Trump's proposed isolationist stance is like horrifyingly bad.
Yes.
And what comes to mind first and foremost, you know, was the strategy of appeasement that America adopted, and that helped accelerate the spread of Nazism and led to a stinking world war. And I can't help but think, and again, I respect President Biden's optimistic tone before the UN, but that, holy cow, we stand at the precipice. That is a potential.
Yes. And I think what people don't realize is one of the most important parts of the president's job is foreign minister.
Yes.
Just understanding relationships around the world. You know, I look back on a speech I saw Joe Biden give at Tammy Baldwin's reelection in 2018, and he talked about what was happening in the world because of Donald Trump pulling back, the relationships that were being severed, the countries that were now looking to have to go on their own, what was happening with NATO. The impact around the world was actually very much scaring our allies that this was going to be the new America. And when Joe Biden was elected in 2020, it immediately turned all that around, and we became the leader in the world that we need to be, because like it or not, we are a leader in the world. But Maggie, there's a false equivalency that we can either take care of people at home or give aid to other countries, and it's just not true. We can do both. We have to have the will to do both, but we need to make our tax system fair in order to make sure we can pay for both.
Yeah, and we can do those things. Again,
yes,
I think not just false equivalency, but false choice. Aaron, if you're there, I know you're doing multiple things. I wanted to play you a little clip from a 1990 interview with Donald Trump. This is Barbara Walters interviewing Trump. I think it's both interesting because she doesn't let him off the hook, but also what this says about Donald Trump and how he would behave if given the reins of power again. Let's take a quick listen.
Well, the new book is entitled Surviving at the Top. There are many people who would say failing at the top.
I hope the general public understands how inherently dishonest the press in this country is.
As a member of the press, let me try to clear up some of the things which you say are untrue. You write in your book, my bankers and I worked out a terrific deal that allows me to come out stronger than ever. I see the deal as a great victory, and eventually the rest of the world will too. Being on the verge of bankruptcy, being bailed out by the banks, skating on thin ice and almost drowning, that's a businessman to be admired.
You say on the verge of bankruptcy, Barbara, and you talk on the verge, and you listen to what people are saying.
I talk to your bankers.
Well, that's fine. And what do they say? I mean, you know, depending on which banker you're talking to, what do they say? I'm the only one people write about. I mean, they don't write about other people.
You have a little more debt than most people. You're something like $3 billion in debt.
I also have a little more assets than most people.
Okay. You have debts to pay back.
Right.
You have huge loans to pay back. You say the country is in a depression. What makes you think that you can pay back those loans? And further, what your bankers have told us is that the only way you even have a chance...
It goes on, and I may take more of that sound later in the show, but Tom, the question I wanted to pose to you is this. Isolationism, not a good idea. It's even more problematic when the guy that's steering our foreign policy cannot see things and the situation clearly or is incapable of communicating honestly.
Absolutely, and this is the big difference between the two campaigns.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave it there. So much in that clip. Maybe we'll start there next week, Tom. So
sounds good.
To see. Thanks to Tom Paulswitz, two-time congressional candidate here hosting with me the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked, everybody. Maggie and the Millionaires coming up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.